So now that we're grounded and anchored, and now that we are in touch with our own inner compass, you can use that. You know, you can use that in your daily life. You can use it when you have to make a decision. You can say, all right, here's my decision. Do I go down road A or do I go down road B? And you can imagine yourself walking down road A and then look down at your inner compass and see where it's swinging. And then imagine yourself going down the other road and look down at that inner compass and see which one is more closely aligned with your own sacred intention. When you also have a way to anchor yourself to your core self, to bring yourself back to yourself easily and quickly, then it opens up the possibility of exploring other states of consciousness and awareness and other forms of being. And I want to just guide you quickly through a thing that I often use to get in touch with a plant, to create an ally out of a plant or an herb or a tree. And so what I'd like you to do is maybe listen to this and then go outside and do it, or see if you can listen to this in a place where you can actually take a real plant or a real piece of a plant and work with it. So take a breath and again, ground yourself and use that anchor. Bring yourself into your core self, your core state of awareness. And do it when you're sitting in front of your plant that you would like to make an alliance with. And when you're grounded, when you're anchored, then you can take a breath and you can ask that plant for permission. You can tell it your intention, which is to make a deeper connection, to learn, to receive information, to make an alliance with that plant, and ask and see if you receive permission. And the way you know if you receive permission is you'll feel it, you'll sense it, you'll hear your own intuition telling you. And if in doubt, you can look down at that inner compass and see where it's swinging. If the plant is open to that alliance, you might give it a little offering of something. Could be water, could be a drop of milk, could be a hair off of your head. Something to indicate your respect and your blessing on that plant. And then take a little time and observe it. Observe it with all your physical senses. Go back to that exercise on observation and look at it through all those lenses, all the different five modes of perception, till you really thoroughly know that plant on all the levels of physicality, energy, emotion. Then you can close your eyes for a moment. And imagine yourself getting very, very small, and imagine that plant getting very, very big. So big that it becomes not just a plant, but a whole world, a landscape itself that you could conceivably walk into. And you can imagine a doorway into the plant or a curtain you can part. Again, make sure you have the plant's permission. And then when you do, you can open that doorway and step inside. Now you're inside the energetic field of that plant. You can thank it for letting you in there. Take a moment. Turn to the east. Look around and notice what you see and hear and feel and sense in the east. Turn to the south and notice what you see and hear and feel and sense in the south. Turn to the west and notice what you see and hear and feel and sense in the west. And turn to the north and notice what you see and hear and feel and sense in the north. And then with a breath, turn back to the center and notice what's there in the center, in this inner vision, this landscape of your plant. And then as you breathe, as you rest in the center, you can ask the plant to send its spirit in some form to communicate with you, to talk with you, to speak with you. And just take some time and let yourself really wait there and see who or what comes. It may be something that appears like a person, or it might appear in some totally different form. But as you wait and as you listen, something will come to you. And when that aspect of the plant does come to you, then you can ask for the help you need. You can offer praises and gratitude. You can ask for whatever information the plant has to tell you. And if nothing seems to be coming to you, just for a moment, let yourself imagine that this plant was a character in a story or in a movie. Think about what it would be like. It might be old or young, human or inhuman. What kind of voice it would have, who you would cast if you were casting a movie to play this plant. And just let your imagination kind of run with that. When you created the character, then you can imagine asking these questions, speaking with that character. And again, you can always ask, what information do you have for me? What uses might you have? What needs might you have? What do you want in return? What offerings would you like? What should we beware of? What should we be open to? And then as you breathe, when you're done, when you're ready, again, say thank you to that plant, to the character, to any aspect of that plant that's come to you, and say goodbye. And then turn to the north and say goodbye and thanks. Turn to the west and say goodbye and thanks. Turn to the south and say goodbye and thanks. Turn to the east and say goodbye and thanks. Turn back to the center and say goodbye and thanks. And then step gently out of the plant and let that door close behind you. Take some breaths and let yourself come back to your true size. Let the plant go back to being its true size. And when you're ready, I often like to just tell people to clap your hands 3 times. Say your name out loud. Maybe pull on your earlobes. And use your anchor that you created, again, to bring yourself back to your core self, to remind yourself who you are, to separate yourself from your plant, and know that you are once again a human being living in a human form. So that's a simple process you can use to get information from the natural world. I think it's very similar to what shamans have done over the ages to get information, how people learn to use the plants and learn their qualities and their medicinal properties, learned what to watch out for, and learned what might be helpful. It's also a way of developing allies and friends who are plants, who are animals, who are insects, to augment your personal power by having a deeper connection with some of the broader powers of nature.